Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. We're on Daf Chaf Beis on the beach, second line from the bottom. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lil Nishmat Yentel Basar of Shraga Shmuel. Shama Shadav and Aliyah. Okay, here we go. Tanar Banam. Hayomer Batfila, if someone's in the middle of davening, Umayim shows us an albirkov, and he realizes that he's sort of urinating, and the urine is dripping down his down to his knees. So posik, you have to stop davening. Ad shiichlu hamayim until the water stops. V'chozer umispalel till now the water, the liquid stops. Then he can go back and daven. Lechem chozer, where do you go back to daven to?
Who was he?
Some guy, a guy.
He himself.
Yes, he himself. Yes, yes, yes. Lechem chozer, where do you go back? Yeah, maybe you couldn't control it. I don't know. When you go back to daven, so Rav Chisda, Rav Nuna, it's a machlokas. Charamar chazal rosh. You go back to the beginning of davening. The charamar, no, lemakom shepozak, the way you stopped. So leim b'hakom b'flugi. Here's what they're arguing about.
What's
arguing about? What's that? Just leim b'hakom b'flugi. Mar savar. The one who said you have to go back to the beginning of davening. What the story was? Im shaha k'de ligmar is kula. If you paused to you stopped long enough to finish the whole davening. Therefore, chazal rosh. You have to go back. Umar server, and the one said, no, just continue where you left off. It's Lamakam Shapasak, where you left off. Amar Vashi, Hai Im Shah Im Lo Shah Bailey. Then it should have said, the whole machlokas is how long you paused for. Right. So Ella, no, the Kuliyama Im Shah Kaligmar is Kula Chazal Rosh. Everybody would agree. If you have a 2 hour break now, for 2 hours you're busy with this, then you have to go back and start off from Davin. No one disputes that. Hassam, over here, over there, meaning over there, the case of this case over here where a guy started urinating is below shock of flaky. It didn't take that long. It took 5 minutes. So Mar Savar, the one who hold that, the one who said you go at the beginning of davening, Gavra da Havihu. In order to daven, it has to be a Gavra. The Ain Roy, the Ain Tfila, so Tfila. You weren't a Gavra, you couldn't daven, your davening is not a davening, you gotta daven over again. Umar Savar, and the one who held, no, you pick up where you left off. Gavra Chazihu. It's a good davening. Utfila so tfila. And your tfila was a good tfila. Okay, happens to be that. You can't daven like that. So go fix it and go to the bathroom and fix it. And then come back and continue davening. That's all. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Hanitrach l'nakav. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, al yispalo. You shouldn't daven. You shouldn't daven if you have to go to the bathroom. V'yam yispalo, tfila so tueva. And if you did daven, your tfila is a tueva. Omer v'zvid v'tem v'vuda. Lo shana lo shana yachal hashat atzmo. It's only if you can't hold yourself back. Avalim Yachal, Vahashatatso, if you can hold yourself back, Tfila so Tfila, your Tfila is a good Tfila. Ad Kama, how long do you have to hold yourself in? In other words, I just gotta go to the bathroom, I can't hold this. How long is that? Amar Vachesius, Ad Parsa, it's a Parsa, which is what? It's about 72 minutes, the long time it takes to walk a Parsa, which is, so if you can hold it in for 72 minutes, you can daven. If you wouldn't be able to hold it in for that long, then you really shouldn't daven. Shouldn't daven, shouldn't bench, all these things. Ikka demasim la amas nisa, some said it discloses on the Mishnah, v'metavar murim, chen yachol lamod al atzmo. You can't hold it in. Avalim yachol lamod al atzmo, tfil also tfila, then it's a good tfila, ad kama, how long is that? Amar zvid, ad parsa, until a parsa. Amar v'shul bar nachmeni, amar b'yonason. Hanitz rechol in a kavav, if someone has to go to the bathroom, ha'reze lo yispalo, you shouldn't daven. B'shem shenemar, because it says, hako, hikon, Likrasa Elokecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself to daven for Hashem, which means first make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom. Prepare yourself. Get ready. From Yisrael by Nachmeni, Amar Bionason, my Dechiv, it says, Shomer Raglucha Kasher Teilecha Beis Elokim. Watch your legs when you go walking to the house of Hashem. Shomer Atzmecha, watch yourself. Shlo Techta, first of all, don't sin. Vim Techta, and if you sinned, Havi Karbon Lefonai. Bring a carbon and do Kapara. Karov Lishmoa, which are two words there in that pasuk. It's in the same pasuk here. It's a pasuk in Kehelas. Karv l'shmoa, Amar Rava, have a karv l'shmoa, divrei chachamim, yishlozen de chachamim. She'im, chotim, if they do sin, mevim carbon, they do a carbon, v'osim tshuva, and they do tshuva. Next words, miteis haksilim zevach, from the underneath the fools, is an offering. Al tikik ksilim, don't be like a fool. She'chotim, that they sin, umevim carbon, and then they bring a carbon, but they ain't osim tshuva. They don't do tshuva. Why don't they do tshuva? They didn't even know they did anything wrong. They didn't even know this. So ihachi tzadikim dinah. So they're tzadikim. They didn't do anything wrong. What do you want from them? I call them tzadikim. It's a little bit. That's a little bit of a tzadikim. I don't know, but tzadikim. They're not. They're not roshayim. don't know if they're tzaddikim. Anyway, Ella, al tikkilim, don't be like the fools, shechotin, they sin, umevim carbon, they bring a carbon, v'ena yodin, they don't know, imalatova hemevim, and imalara hemevim. They don't even know why they're bringing a carbon so much. They heard they did something wrong, maybe. Okay, so they bring it. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bein tov l'ra, edem avchinim. They don't even know if they did anything wrong or not. But they have a beam carbon lefonai, and they're bringing a carbon to me. So, not 100% sure exactly what the message here is. What?
It's a good thing or a bad thing?
I'm not sure. So, Rav Ashi v'tem Rav Chanina bar Papa Amar, Shemor nikvecha, Misha shata omer b'tfil lefonai, which means, watch, make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom when you're in front of me. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Now, before we start this Gemara, so Gemara does not apply Bezman Hazeh. We don't have the bathrooms that they had back then were like simply outhouses. So it was a very unsanitary, it was a very smelly, and it was a very dirty place. And therefore, these following rules apply. Here we go. This is the whole daf is about this issue now. Tana Rabbanan. Hanichnas lebeis hakisei. If somebody has to go to the bathroom, choletz tefillin, he takes off his tefillin, berachok dalet amos, four amos away, v'nichnas, and then go to the bathroom. You don't walk into a bathroom with tefillin. It's not appropriate. Tefillin are a kadosh mitzvah situation, and a bathroom is a dirty place, so it smells, and you shouldn't go to the bathroom with tefillin on. Take them off four amos away. Amar of Acha bar Rav Huna, Amar of Sheshes, lo shanu el beis hakisei kavua. That's only true if it's an established beis hakisei. Says Rashi, sheyesh bo tzoa, that it has over there tzoa. It's already there, right? V'chol batei ksos shebegemara al panei hasad dehem below chafira. There's no digging. There's no, what they call it, the latrine. Where it's, no, it's just at an open field. So if that's the place where people go to the bathroom, that's called a beis hakisei kavua. Avol beis hakisei arai, but if it's a beis hakisei arai, which means it's never been established yet as a beis hakisei, it's like you're the inaugurating this spot as a bathroom, so it's not dirty, and no one uses it yet. I'm the first one, so it's not dirty. Therefore, choletz, take off your tefillin, v'nifna la'altar, and you can go right away. You don't even have to be 4 hours away. You can't go to the bathroom with your tefillin. But you don't have to put them 4 hours away, out of the different zone, right here. Take them off and go to the bathroom right here. Then, when you leave, you have to put them on 4 hours away. Why? Because you made it into a beis hakisei already. But you're using it once, you made it into a beis hakisei, you can't be filling on now. Okay?
What about washing your hands?
That's a whole separate discussion. Where are you going to wash your hands? But yeah, you're right, you have to wash your hands. Iboilahu. What about walking into a beis hakisei kavua just to go urinate? So is that a problem? Can you do that? So,
with what?
What do you mean with what? With the tefillin on. So Ravina Shari, Ravina said it's mutter. Rav Acha bar Masna aser. Rav Acha says aser. So it's machlokas. Aser shailule l'rava. They asked Rava this question. Amalahu, usser. It's usser. Why? Because cheshinon shema yifna behen. Maybe you will end up going to the bathroom. Right? V'amri la shema yafiach behen. Maybe you will pass gas when you're wearing them. That's also not appropriate. And therefore, take them off also, even though maybe you don't have to. Says Rava, it's a good idea. It's a gzera. Tanya Yedach, another brisa. Right.
No one argues that. That's you going into defecation.
Yes. Yes.
It has to do with the bathroom. It has to do with what you're going
to
do.
Well, then you have to be 4 hours away because it already smells.
Yes, but why the second case is already going to shine?
Because the second case was the first time you ever went there. So it's clean.
The second case is also kavua.
What?
The second case is also kavua.
So where?
Lahashin
mayim, lahashin mayim.
So again, so it has nothing to do with the basic kisei.
Correct. Tanya Edach. Look somewhere else. Hanichas a beis hakisei kavua. If someone's going into a beis hakisei kavua, choleitz tefillin bracha dalan amos. It's the same thing. Take off your tefillin 4 hours away. Where do you put them? Umenichem b'chalon aslamach l'rishus harabim. Put them some. I don't know exactly how these look. Put them by the window near rishus harabim. The vinichas and go to the bathroom. Because when you leave, Mark Dalaramos, we put it far away, Umanichan, I put them on, Divir Beis Shammais. That's what Beis Shammai says. Ubez Hill Omrim, no. Oxen Biyado Venichnas. You can hold them in your hand and go in. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Oxen Bebigdo Venichnas. You can put them in your shirt, in your bag, and go in. Bebigdo Sokadaitach, you can put them in your shirt. Zimnan, Mishtali, Luhu, Venafli. They're going to fall out, and they're going to fall on the floor. I didn't mean that. Ela'ema, Oxen Bebigdo, Ubiyado. Put the wrap them in your shirt, in your, with your hands holding them, Venichnas, Umanichin, Bechorin, Asmuchin, Lebe Sakise. And you can put them in the corner, in the crack, in the corner, near the Beis HaKisei.
According to Beis Hillel, no matter what he's going to do in there, he can hold it in his hands.
Correct. We'll see why. The reason is going to be, because you don't want them to get stolen, or mice come and take them away. So, v'lo yinichem b'chorin asmuchin l'rashas harabim, don't leave them near, exposed to the rashas harabim, shema yitlu osam over drachim, maybe some passerby will see them, v'yavol dechshad, and it'll lead to a problem. What's the problem? Listen to the story. Ma'aseh b'Talmud Echad. There was once a guy, a Talmud, sheiniach tefillin b'chorin asmuchin l'rashas harabim. He left his tefillin on the hole, near the rashas harabim, exposed, right? Uba zona achad. Some zona walked by. Unatlan, she took them. Uba sebeis medrash. She walked into shul. She walked into the yeshiva. Va'amri, and she said, look at this. Ruman asli plan of his char. Look what this guy gave me for his char, for being with me, and his name's on the tefillin bag. Look at this. It's, what's his name? That's what she did. And, Kivan Shishama Osa Talmud, when the Talmud heard that, Kach Ola Rosh Agag, V'naf Alfa Meis. He couldn't take it anymore. He was so embarrassed, and he died.
Horrible story.
Horrible story. So Ba'os Hashah, they made a new rule. Hiskita, at that time they made a gzera. Shia Ochzan Bebigdo, you should hold it in your baguette, biyado, and with your hands, v'nichnas, and go in. So it's wrapped, so the tefillin are not exposed. Right, it's wrapped, tefillin are not exposed, and you do the best you can do, because you don't want that to happen. Or goy should take him, or mice even. Fine. Tan Rabbanan, the Rabbanan learnt, Barishona originally, hayu manichen tefillin b'chorin hasmuchin lebeis akisei. They would put them somewhere near the Beis HaKisei. What?
A cubby hole.
The mice would come and take them away. So therefore, Hiskinu, Shimenichim Osan, Bechalonos, Hasmuchos, L'Rashus HaRabim, and they would put them on a window, some kind of window, exposed to the Rashus HaRabim, Ubon, Overdrachim, V'Notlonosam. So the passerbys would steal them. So Hiskinu, they made a takana, She ochzin biyado v'nechnas. So leave him, wrap him in your beged, carry him in with you. For shmira, you have no choice. Amar Rebbe Maisha, Bereder of Yeshua ben Levi, halacha, the halacha is, golon kimin sefer. You roll them up like a sefer. V'ochzin biyamino, kineged libo. And you hold in your right hand, next to your heart, in your bosom, and over there, they're going to be safe. Amar of Yosef, bar menune, Amar of Nachman, Ubalvad shlote ritzua yotzes mitachas yodo tefach. As long as you don't have a ritzua sticking out. What's that about? So Rashi explains, because, I'll look at Rashi inside. The Rashi of losetze ritzua, sheyesh ba kedusha, that the ritzua has kedusha. Why does the ritzua have kedusha? It's a leather strap. Yeah, it's connected to its filling. Right. Why does it have kedusha? Because, sharei behen, hu koshen. Because that's what you tie your tefillin with. Now, and also, ubekesher nira basiyaso kimin dalad. And with the kesher, your all the keshers on your tefillin make up the letter dalad. How so? A dalad is comprised of al shem achas meosios shal shakai, which is one of the letters of Hashem's name, right? V'ashin osle bekosle ketzitza chitona. The shin is written, engraved, not engraved, it's impressed, on the tefillin shal rosh. Everyone has a shin there. The yod, Ha'osuya Barosh Ritzuos Tefillin Shal Yad, and the Yud is on the Tefillin Shal Yad, right at the top of the Tefillin. There's a piece of leather there, all tied up, looks like a Yud. And V'Ritzua Kitana Ma'od Kafas Rosha Neres Kamin Yud. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Yud. And where's the Dalet? Dalet's in the back of your Tefillin Shal Rosh. Right? So you can't have anything sticking out, because all the Ritzua is add up to Hashem's name. How does it add up to Hashem's name?
Shaka.
Yeah, I know, but it's not written on Torah, it's not written anywhere. Okay, it's a remez. It's all it is. and therefore it has a little bit of a kedusha. So the ritzuos should also be very, very concealed. They shouldn't be exposed. Fine. Amr of Yaakov bar Acha, Amr of Zera, lo shanu elashiyeh shuhus biyom lulav shan. This is all true. If you have enough time after you come out of the bathroom, you can put the tefillin back on. Avol ein shuhus biyom lulav shan, but if it's ready shkia time, night time, we don't wear tefillin at night, osilahen kimin kiss, you make some kind of a bag, tefach umenichan. And somehow it has a tefach of space. I think this is what it means. So that if you put it on the floor, it's not really on the floor. It's an airspace that's protecting it, so it's not touching the floor. So you don't put it on the floor. It's a remove from the floor.
So what is it?
You take it off, you put it in some kind of bag, and the bag is in such a way...
Bag is where?
The bag is on the floor. But the tefillin are not touching the floor. They're like the tefach off the floor. Yeah, some kind of airspace, some kind of bubble, so that the tefillin don't touch the floor. That's what I think it means. Right? Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar B'Yochanan, B'Yom, Golan, Kimin Sefer, Umenichan, B'Yodo, Kineged Libo. In the day, you take them off. You put them, roll them up, put them by your heart. Ubalayla, and at night, Osin Lahan, Kimin Kis, Tefach, Umenichan. You put them in a bag with a bubble. Right? So that they're not touching the floor. Amar Abaya, lo shanu ela b'kli shu kliyon. That's only true if the kli is made for the tefillin. It's a special tefillin bag. Avol b'kli she'eno kliyon. But if it's not made for the tefillin, afilu pachos mitefach. Even if it's less than a tefach, it's okay. I'm not sure why. Amar Mar, Zutra, v'tamar of Ashi, teida. I'll prove to you that this is true. Shahare pachin kitanim, right? Matzilim b'ol ames. Because if you have a jug that's sealed, no tumah gets into the jug. No tumah gets into the jug because it's sealed, right? Even though there's no airspace in there. Could be you filled up something to the top, tippy-tippy top, you seal it, no tumah goes in. So too, over here, in certain cases, no tumah will go in. No tumah.
Why is the reason is because that if the bag is when you touch the tefillin, you can view the bag and tefillin as one.
Uh-huh.
If it's possible for the tefillin, there won't be a
tzitzit. I hear. Oh, you hear what he said? If the bag is special for the tefillin, then it's considered part of the tefillin-like, and therefore there's no chatzitza, and then there won't be any tumah.
Why does it say pachin kitanim, not tamid patzer?
It just gives an example. No, no reason.
It doesn't matter what size it is.
It's correct. In a chanami. Correct. Okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, ki yavi azlinon basrei Rabbi Yochanan, when I was behind Rabbi Yochanan, Kihavi boy lemeal, when he wanted to come in, lebeis akis to the bathroom. Kihavi nok et sifra dagarata. He had a sefer of agarata with him. Havi yovlon, he would give it to us to wait for it. Right? He would give it to us to wait for it. He quotes over here the name of the Maharal, that even though they learned palpeh, agarata they would write down. Anyone understands agarata? That they would write down. The lamdas they wouldn't write down, that was palpeh. Agarata they would write down. So he gave me the agarata book to wait for me to want to go take it into the bathroom. Kihavi nok et tefillin, you have your lovlon. The tefillin he wouldn't give us. Amri said, Hoel v'sharina Rabbanon Nenachron, right, since the Rabbanon gave us the right to guard it, Rashi says, Yishmeroni, to guard it, Achnisem imi, I'm going to take it in with me, v'yishmereni min ha-mazikin, and I'm going to guard it from the mazikin.
He was, the
Tavu
was there. Why don't
I
give him the
Tavu? He didn't give him the Tavu. My I'm going to give you, but the Mitzvah I don't have to give you. Amar Rava, Kiavi Azlinan Basrei Dr. Nachman, when I was by Rav Nachman, right, we were following Rav Nachman, Kavenak et Sefer Dagarata, same thing. When he came to the Sefer Dagarata, Yavlan, that he gave us. Kiavenak et Tfilin, lo Yavlan. When it came to the Tfilin, he wouldn't give it to us. Amar, he said, Ho Vishanuhu, Rabbanan, Nenachrin. The Rabbanan already said we could guard it, so I'm taking it into guard. I'm not making it into a bazillion, I'm taking it into guard.
No, he said the Tfilin should protect him.
Okay, fine. Tan Rabbanan, lo Yochas Adam Tfilin Biyado, you shouldn't take a tefillin in your hand, a sefer Torah b'zroo, a sefer Torah in your arm, v'yispalo and daven. Why shouldn't you do that? Why shouldn't you do that? Because you're afraid you're going to drop it. You're not going to have kavana. V'lo yashin behen mayim, shouldn't go to the bathroom with these things. V'lo yishan behen, you shouldn't sleep with them. Lo shinas kva, lo shinas harai, not even a little bit of a doze. No. Amar Shmuel said also, sakin, a knife, umos, and money, v'ka'ira, and a plate, v'kikar, and a cookie, hare'ilu, kiyotzen. They have the same halacha. What same halacha? Says Rashi, linen tefillah regarding davening. Shadoeg alehin, you're worried. Shlo tipol hasakin, the knife shouldn't fall to his kenner, so it can get hurt. Or vakaira hanish tishba, the plate's going to fall and crack. Vamos, you'll do the money you'll lose. Vakikar itanef, and the kikar will get dirty. What? Shouldn't daven from a computer, from an iPhone, because you're afraid you're going to drop it. You're not going to have kavana. Very interesting. So there's actually a machlokas we've shown him, if it's only these items, or is it anything, and with these items are mentioned because they're most common. You're not supposed to hold a baby on daven. You don't have kavana when holding a baby. Well, maybe if the baby's asleep, maybe. Otherwise, people do that. Yeah, they bring the kids for shul, and they're holding them the whole time. You don't have kavana like that. No. So the only things you're allowed to hold when you're davening is a tzitter, a machzer. What?
You might drop
the
tzitter also.
But they allow it. They allow it. And maybe, I don't know.
It's not going
to... Lulav of an esrei, that's not throwing shmon esrei. Right? That's throwing challah. It's a different thing. Right? That's it. What else do you hold during davening? Right? That's been interesting about the phone. I never thought of that. The bigger problem with the phone is that if you don't have that shot of everything else, you're getting stuck while you're davening. All these things are coming up. Amar Rava, Amar of Sheshes, Les Hilchasa Kiyamas Nisa. We don't hold like this, that you're not allowed to, listen to this, this is a complicated Gemara now. We don't hold like this, that you're not allowed to go to the bathroom when you're wearing your tefillin. You're not allowed to urinate when you're wearing your tefillin. We don't hold like that. Why? The Beis Shammai. That's only Beis Shammai said that. We don't hold like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said that. The Beis Hillel, because if it's Beis Hillel, listen to this. Hashta, Beis HaKisei Kavua Shari, a Beis HaKisei Kavua he let. Beis HaKisei Arai Mibaya, so Beis HaKisei Arai, you're not allowed to go in. Beis HaKisei Arai is even less Mekel, less Machmer. So if he's Mekel on the Machmer case, he's for sure Mekel on the Mekel case. Meisfei, one second. There's a Brisa that says like this. Devarim Sher Tarti Lecha Kan, what I matered over here, in a Beis HaKisei Kavua, Osarti Lecha Kan, I assert in a temporary Beis HaKisei. In a Beis HaKisei, not temporary, it was the wrong word. Arai, not permanent.
Right.
So what I assert there, what I matered by a regular Beis HaKisei, I assert in a Beis HaKisei Kavua. That doesn't make any sense. Why should that be? I matered it here, and I assert it there. My lav, isn't that talking about tefillin? What is it talking about? What I matered here, I assert over there. Regarding what? It must be what else? Tefillin, what else? If it's Beis Hillel, it makes sense. Hatarti loch kan kavua. I matered taking tefillin into a Beis HaKisei kavua. Vatarti loch kan Beis HaKisei arai. But I didn't let you take tefillin into a Beis HaKisei arai. Now that doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Why is a Beis HaKisei arai worse than a Beis HaKisei kavua? The Gemara is going to give a reason why it's worse. But hold off on that. The Gemara is going to say we're talking about urinating and in a Beis HaKisei kavua. There's no splashing, and the Beis HaKisei right there is. So in a way, it's worse. We're going to get to that in a minute, in a few minutes. But putting that aside, Beis Hillel allowed be allowed the psilin in there, right? El Iyar Beis Shammai. But if it's Beis Shammai, halo shari live lo mizi. He didn't let it in at all. So the whole statement, what I allowed here, I asked there, according to Beis Shammai, makes no sense because Beis Shammai never said it in mutter at all. So it has to be Beis Hillel. Now, it happens to be Beis Hillel, doesn't make no sense either, but at least Beis Hillel fits into the words. So, Kitanya hi, no, it's not talking about tefillin. It's talking about l'inyan tefach utfachayim, which is a whole other halacha which doesn't even apply today. How much clothing can you take off to expose yourself when you're going to the bathroom? That's the case. Because there was an issue of sneakers. You don't walk around like, you know, take off all your clothes. You go to the bathroom. Take off. You got to go to the bathroom. 100%. Such a thing as going to the bathroom. That right? Human beings have, every animal has to go to the bathroom. So you got to take off your clothes a little bit to go to the bathroom. How much clothes you got to take off? So a tefach or a tefachayim. Either one tefach or two tefach, depending on if it's in the front of your body or the back of your body. Right? The Tani Chada, one place said, Kishu nifne, when you go to the bathroom, megala lachor of tefach, Behind you a tefach, ulafanav tefachayim. And in front of you two tefachs. V'tan yidach, and another braisa said, lachorav tefach, behind you a tefach, ulafanav lo klum, and in the front nothing. Now, my lav, what's going on here? Why are there two?
Lo klum altogether.
You can't expose any of your front.
Well, how are you going to go to the bathroom then?
1 second. So my lav, aren't we talking about edi v'ish? We're both talking about both cases are men for lokasha, and these two brises aren't social themselves. Kan, the one that said, Kan, the one that said that behind is a tefach and in the front is nothing is ligadola, when you got to sit down and defecate. And Kan, but the one that said that it could be begala, the front behind you a tefach and the front two tefachs is liktanim. That's when you just go urinate. That's how we explained it. So if you go into the bathroom sitting down, we have to expose the front form. 1 second. The tispera, does that make any sense? E biktanim lachor tefach lomali. If you go into ketanim, what do you have to open the back of your body, the back of your pants for?
Well, isn't that what you're saying before?
But lomali. Ella, rather, edi bigadolim. Both cases are talking about you got to sit down and defecate. For lokasha, not akasha. Ha, the one that said, the bryce that said that it's in the front is a tefach and the back is two tvachim is be'ish. And ha, the bryce that said in the back a tefach and in the front nothing is be'isha, a woman. Okay? Now, ihachi, if that's true, ha diktani Allah, we said over here, ze kal v'chomer she'ein alav tshuva. There's a kal v'chomer here that has no answer. My ein alav tshuva. What do you mean there's no answer? Darka de milsa hachi isya. Hashem made men and women different. It's not a kal v'chomer. What? It's a fact of nature. It's a fact of life. Men and women go to the bathroom in different ways. So therefore, there's no, not kal v'chomer. They're different. So women can expose less because their body is shaped differently.
Right.
So they don't have to expose themselves as much as men. That's all. Nothing more. Nothing but no kal v'chomer here. We didn't even say what the kal v'chomer is. El alav, it must be. We're talking about tefillin. Go back to our tefillin story. Utiyufta de Rava, Amar of Sheshes Tiyufta. And Rava, and the name of Sheshes is wrong. What did the Rava, the name of Sheshes say? That it has to be Beis Shammai. It can't be halacha because it's talking about Beis Shammai. No. It is halacha, and he's wrong, and it's Beis Hillel. We call Makom Kasha. So back to our question.
How did it come to tefillin? I'm sorry, I'm going back a little bit, but how did it come to tefillin at the end of this thing?
Because there's a statement that said, "What I mastered here, I ushered there."
Okay, but
what is that talking about? But it's tefillin. That's not tefillin because tefillin. 1 second. We said it's not tefillin. It's about. Why do we say it's not tefillin? Because if it's tefillin, it goes like Beis Shammai. So we said no, it's not tefillin. It's going to the bathroom. Not wearing tefillin. Going to the bathroom in general.
Okay.
When you go to the bathroom, how much of your clothing you got to expose? So we tried to say men and women. Okay. So what I mastered by men, I ushered by women and vice versa. It's nothing to do with kal v'chomer. Yeah. That's the way men and women are biologically made differently. Right. So they go to the bathroom in different ways. Nothing to do with kal v'chomer. So we're back to our tefillin. If we're back to tefillin, then what does the statement mean? So he's wrong. We call it Beis Hillel. And what does it mean that when I matred here, I ushered there? That doesn't make any sense. Right. If I matred it by a Beis HaKiseh Kavur, which is worse, why is it ushered by a Beis HaKiseh Kavur, which is not worse? That doesn't make any sense. Right? Hachi Kamar. Beis HaKiseh Kavua, deleka nitzotzos. There's no splashing, no nitzotzos, there's nothing drops. Right. Shari. Therefore it's mutter. Beis HaKiseh Arai, in a funny way, is a Beis HaKiseh Arai. However, deleka nitzotzos, Asiri, it's Asir. Okay, Ihachi, if that's
true. That makes sense today. Our bathrooms are beautiful. You can go outside, it's much worse.
Right.
In other words, I mean, relatively speaking, because of
time. Right, so bathrooms today are a whole different story, what they are.
Right.
They're not really bathrooms. Halachically, they don't have the status of a bathroom.
Right.
People still don't go in there with a tefillin, and they probably shouldn't. I'm not positive, but they're not the same thing. But it's like, Ihachi, if that's true, I'm not anal of tshuva. Why is there no answer to this kal v'chomer? Tshuva ma'ayisi, it's a good answer. It's a very good answer. Hachi Kamar, you're right. Hamilsa tasili b'toras taima lo tasili b'kal v'chomer. Now, regarding the kal v'chomer, there's no answer. What was the question? The question was, why you makel in the machmer case and you machmer in the makel case? That doesn't make any sense. There's no answer to that question regarding logic. You answered me an answer because of the metzias. The metzias is that there's more drops in a basic case. Alright, so if you have to do more machmer. That's not a halachic answer. That's a practical answer. The issue lay b'toras kal v'chomer, zel kal v'chomer she'en alav tshuva. If it's a real kal v'chomer, kal v'chomer doesn't have an answer. There's no answer. Okay. Good? Exciting daf? Tana Rabbanan. Hayrotu likones l'sudas keva, Somebody wants to go eat, go sit down and eat. Mahalech asar tvachim, walk 10 tvachim. Walk 4 amos 10 times. Walk back and forth 10 times 4 amos. Oh, dalet pa'amim, yud amos. Or 4 times 10 amos. Same thing. Then go to the bathroom. Why are you doing that while they're walking? It'll open up your bowels.
Right.
You'll be able to go to the bathroom nice and easy. You can sit down and enjoy your suda, nice and easy. Then you can go eat. Amar v'yitzchak, hanichnas l'sudas keva. If you're going to sit down to eat, cholei tefillin, take off your tefillin. You shouldn't eat with your tefillin on. V'yachakach nichnas. And then come and eat. Upligi d'rabchia, and the argus of rabchia. Dam rabchia, menichin al shulchano, leave him on the table. V'chein hadurlo, that's the right thing to do. Ad emas, how long do you leave him on the table? Amar v'nachim v'yitzchak, ad zman bracha. Until the zman of bracha, until benching. You can put him on for benching, because you can bench with tefillin on, why not? Tani chada, tzor adam tefillin in ma'osav. You can tie your tefillin, you can put your tefillin back together with your money, with your money, ba'afri kisaso, in the tefillin bag. V'tani idach, and another brisa said, lo yatzur, and you shouldn't do that. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, when it's asur, is the azmane. You set aside this bag only for tefillin. Only for tefillin, you can't put anything else in there. Ha, the one that said it's mutter is dul azmane. You didn't set it aside for tefillin. Stam a bag, so you can put anything you want in there. Damar of chista, hai sudra de tefillin, the tefillin bag, the azmane, lemeitze be tefillin. You set it aside for tefillin. Tzar be tefillin. You put tefillin in there. Asu lemeitze be pshiti. You can't put anything else in there. Pshiti means coins. You can't put money in there. Azmane velo tzar be. If you set it aside, but you never used it yet. I said, I got a new beautiful new tefillin deck. I never used it for tefillin. Or tzarbe, or you set it, or you used it, velo azmane, but you never set it aside. Yeah, but you tefillin, I have some bag over here. You grab some bag. Shar lemeitze be zuze. You can put money in there. Ula abaya, but according to abaya, the Amr was said, azmana milsihi, that setting aside already counts. Once you set it aside already, that's considered a tefillin bag. I didn't use it yet, but I set it aside. So azmane, you set it aside, afagaf to lo tzarbe. Even if you never used it. Or tzarbe, but if you used it, I azmane usr. If it's azmane, it's usr. I lo azmane lo, and if not, not. Okay? Fine. Next.
So
I think the way it works, Bizman, is that, correct me if I'm wrong, I think that if you have in mind at the time you make the tefillin, that I want a few money in here, you can keep money in there. You shouldn't put a million things in there. But if a few coins or a few dollars, I think they say it's okay, I think.
But once you use it, isn't it awesome?
What?
Once you used it, you used it.
No, but what do you mean, once you use it, you use it?
Once you used it, it's tefillin
there. What? Yeah, but if without azmane, so then I never, I don't know, some kind of like, you know, halachic category of azmane. I set it aside. So you never did that. But we all have azmane. Because we all buy tefillin bags. So we all have that. Right. We don't pass like a, I don't pass like a baya. Okay. By my name of Yosef, brother of Nechunya, mayor of Yehuda. Can I put my tefillin by my feet? I'm going to sleep. So, tachas margalosa. I'm sorry, by your head. I'm sorry, by your head. Tachas margalosa, by your feet. Lo komi barley. That's not a question. Shinoig bohen, minig bezayin. That's a bezayin. Ki komi barley. When's the question? Tachas merishosa. By my head. My, what's the story? Amalei, hakam ashmuel, mutter, it's mutter. Afilu ishto imo. Even if it's your wife is there. Right? Even if your wife is there, it's mutter. Why? It's not considered a bazillion. I guess you're protecting it, whatever. It's mutter. Meifei, 1 second. It says, lo yiniach adam tefillin tachas margalosav. You should put your tefillin under your feet. Mipnei, shenog behen derech bazillion. It's a bazillion. Aval bat, meinich tachas merishosav. But you can put them by your head. It might say, ishto imo, aser. Now if your wife is there, it's aser. So it's a contradiction. So the Gemara says, hayomakam shegavoa gimel tvachim. If it's on a place, 3 tvachim high or 3 tvachim low, then mutter, it's like a ledge or something, mutter. Tiyufta de Shmuel tiyufta, so it's a kash on Shmuel. Shmuel's wrong, right? So Shmuel's wrong. So Amar Rava, no. Afa gaf de Tanya, tiyufta de Shmuel, even though we have a brisa that says Shmuel's wrong. Hilchasa, kavase, we still pass it on him. My time, why? Kol, listen to this line. Kol linitiru inhu, Tvei adif. If you're going to watch it, that's better. What does that mean? Says Rashi, the Rav Tap Rashi, Tve Adif Lahu Mibizyune. In other words, guarding it, taking care of it, making sure nothing happens to it, beats the fact that you're making it into a bazillion. That beats it. Rashi says, Kamashu Muzer al Shmirasan, Mina Achbarim or Mina Ganavim, to protect it from Achbarim or Ganavim, Tve Adif Lahu Mibizyune, is better than a bazillion. Okay? So listen to this.
So the question is,
guarding it, that you have it with you, better beats the bazillion. So if you put it up there, is someone going to steal it? Is that realistic? If it's realistic, then yeah. And if not realistic, then really not. Right? That's guarding it is better than, listen, guarding it is better, it beats bazillion. So listen to this. There's a shul, I don't know where the shul was, but they had a priceless Megillah in the shul. And they kept it in the Aron Kodesh. And a few times, people had tried to steal it. So they wanted to install a camera in the Aron Kodesh. So if anyone tries to steal it, they'll know who it is. Be a camera. Maybe it's triggered if it opens, so they'll know right away who it is. So they went to Abel Yashiv, and they said to Abel Yashiv, is that mutter? Isn't it a little bit of a bazillion to put a camera in an Aron Kodesh? So Rav Yashiv knows Rashi on his fingertips. And Rashi said, what do you mean? Rashi says that guarding it beats the bazillion. Right? So you can put a camera in. How Rav Yashiv knows Rashi's on his fingertips. Guarding it beats a bazillion. So the fact that you're doing it to protect the what's inside beats the fact that, yeah, maybe it's a little bit of a bazillion putting a camera. Maybe it could be. I don't know why that would be true. Maybe it's true. You have to... Look what we're resorting to. We have to have a camera. But guarding it beats the bazillion. Such an unbelievable Rashi. And so posh it. The only thing is you have to know every Rashi in Shas to can answer questions like that. Right? That's why we usher every Rashi in Shas. Right away, it's a fair Rashi. We know it because we just did the daf. Right? 2 months from now, but we usher still knew it.
Then you use that more than one time as an answer.
What, that it? It's such an unbelievable part, no?
I said, Bob, then you use that more than one time as an answer.
Yeah.
It's very practical.
It's so practical. That's what Rashi says. Guarding it, right? So posh it.
You went to an inn.
What do you do with your money?
What?
You put it under your pillow, right? Why? Because you don't want anything to happen to it. So that's how they treated their tefillin. That's also a mussar.
Staying in a hostel. What?
Yeah, you don't leave it around.
If you're home, you have to put your tefillin under your head and everything else.
They had a single family home like we had. What? Their homes were open and exposed. And
yeah.
So what else is he putting under his head?
No, it's his valuables. His valuables. Children to him were valuable.
Have a
safer Torah
also.
And a Chanan, he had a safer Torah, do that too.
So he's protecting both things.
This is valuable.
I sleep too well.
Okay, yeah, this is valuable.
What?
What are
you talking about?
That's exactly the point. The guarding beats the bazillion. That's exactly the point. The guarding beats the bazillion. That's if you can do it. Right. If you can do it. 100%. But that's the whole line. The guarding beats the bazillion. Right? There's nothing more contained than that.
Which is why he knew the Rashi.
Which is why he knew the Rashi, right? The guarding beats the Mizayan.
You got it.
All right, we'll stop here. A little earlier. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.